Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur. We're talking about the mitzvah of Bris Milah. Is it a chiyuv on the father of mamish to be mal, or can it be a man of shliach? The tefuah shol brings a raya atzuma l'shitosai that a father could be a man of shliach to be mal his son. From that we learn in Shabbos daf kuf lamed gimel lamed aleph, from the fact that it says basar shafilu b'makom baheres chayiv b'mila. That even if there's a tzaras there, the father still has there's still a chiv of bris mila, even though by cutting off the mila, he's also cutting off the tzaras, which is an iser. And the Gemara says that it's talking about a case where the father is miskaven lakutz baheres benoi. The father has kavana to cut his son's tzaras, and otherwise, belav hachi it's mutter, because it's a devil shayna miskavin. In fact, the Gemara, iika acher, hasim shayna miskavin lakutz baheretz shalanimo. If there's someone else around who won't have the kavana, let somebody else do it. So efshalakayim shneim. You could both cut off the bris, the orla, and not be kotzeitz baheretz, because the person doing it doesn't have kavanah, so Darvish Hashem is miskaving. The father is going to be miskaving, he wants to fix his son, but another guy doesn't care. And for the Gemara, the Meir B'Laka Achir, so when should the father do it? When there's nobody else around. So Ladas HaShach, that the father is Mevatel. Mitzvah Me'alav, Kisha Achir Mol. That's what we saw in the previous chair. We saw Shitas HaShach, that the father is Mevatel his mitzvah. When someone else does it, so what's the kash of the Gemara? She yamal al yidei achir. Ha mitzvah ala av dafka lamal ez benoi. So mayichitesi, the shach should think that the father is mevatel a mitzvah when he has someone else do it. The Gemara says, let somebody else do it. If somebody else around, let him do it. Obviously, the Gemara is learning not like the shach. So that's the kash of the tefuah shor. So there's a kash on the tefuah shor, and with this kasha, we can answer the Kasha of the Tefuah Shor and the Shach. This is again from Moira Rabbi, HaGoyin HaGadol of Chaim Meir Harwitz Shlita. So first, it would seem clear, Misvara, even though it's a Gois HaChidish, that if the father sends somebody else, Lamo B'makoin Baheres, even though the Shliach is not Miskavein Lakus Ha Baheres, Mikol Makoin, the father, the Mishaleach, who's miskaving lakutz habaheres, is over beloitzase aide maisa shliach. When the father sends somebody else, to Lamo b'makom abaheres, even though the shliach doesn't have kavana to cut off the tzaras, nevertheless the father, the mishaleach, who's miskaven lakutz habaheres, he's over an aloisesei through the maisa of the shliach. Ma toimar, what are you going to taina? You're going to say ein shliach dvar aveira. So the inyan ha'isur d'ktzitzis baheres, he's not his shliach. That's not true, because that only works according to Rav Sam and Bava Metzia daf Yoram and Beis, that if the shliach has a choice whether or not to do the maisa, then ain't shliach dvar avera. So here the shliach has a choice, ain't shliach dvar avera. But the das ravina, that it's all totally if the shliach is not a bar chiyuva, then if the shliach is not a bar chiyuva, then there is shlichus dvar avera, only if he is a bar chiyuva. There's no shlichus dvar avera. So it seemed clear that hu adin, where the shliach is an avera, and avera, and the maisa and shlichus, even though he's a bar chiyuva, zil basir taima, since he's not over an avera, there's no svara of Divrei Rav, Divrei Atama, Divrei Misham. It's also in our case, where the Shliach is not over an Aveira, there's going to be no Svara of Divrei Rav, Divrei Atama, Divrei Misham. And therefore the Mishaleach can't say, oh, I didn't expect him to do it. He shouldn't have listened to me. It was Divrei Rav, Divrei Atama, Divrei Misham. Why should he listen to me? Should listen to Hashem. But in this case, he's the Shliach isn't being over an Aveira, because only he doesn't have Kavanah to be Mekatzitz the Baharis. He only has Kavanah to do the bris milah, it's the father has kavanah lakutz haberes. So Mamela, the father who sent him to the Avera, only the father is going to be over in the Avera. And the Shliach, since the Shliach, Mali, Eino Bar Chiyuva, Mali, he's not over in Avera. It's the same idea that in both cases, we don't have the Sar of Divarab, Divar, Talmud, Divar, Mishomer, and therefore the father, the Mishaleach, is going to be over the Avera when the shliach cuts off the baharis with the bris milah, and lama bayitz pasha ladas atayis v'kedushin. That when the shliach is shogeg, then there is shliach advar aveira. So certainly, if the shliach is in over, there's a shliach advar aveira. If we say when the shliach is shogeg, and he's not aware he's doing an aveira, so certainly if he's not doing an aveira at all, we would say there's a shliach advar aveira. So that's Pashit, but even according to the Ritva, who says over there in Kiddushin, that when the Shliach is Shogeg, ain't Shliach Advar Avera, it's the Shliach's Avera, that's Dafka B'Shogeg, so there's a Maisa Avera. So we say, ain't Shliach Advar Avera, because he's doing an Avera, and there's no Shliach for the Avera, so in the middle, the Shliach gets the Avera. But in a case where the Shliach is not over an Avera, but Maisa Shlichus, in a case where the shliach is not over an avera b'maisa shlichos, the kulei alma yesh shliach dvar avera because it's bechlam not the shliach's avera. We're saying shliach dvar avera because we give the avera to the shliach. But if there's no avera, then it goes to the mishaleach. Now, according to this, it's very difficult to understand the proof of the Tvuah Shor. It doesn't work according to the Tvuah Shor either. Because according to the Tvuah Shor, how does he understand, as we saw in the previous year, when the other person is being mal, not the father, it's being done by Shlichus the father? So then the kasha in the Tvuah Shor is, Harei Kevan Shamohel is the Shliach, and the father is Miskavim Lakwitz Beheres Benoi, Nimsa. Shekesheshlucho mal over ha'av al isur k'tzitzat ha'beheret. Yemken ma'ir vachnu b'mashe acher yom. According to the Tvuah Shor, what did we gain when the shliach is doing the bris milah? We're not gaining anything because the shliach is going to be over because he's doing it b'shlichus the father. And the father is miskavein lakwitz beheres benam. So when he's his shliach, when the shliach is mal, the father is over on the iser of kitzitzis beheres. Because the shliach isn't over, the father is over. So what does it help us that somebody else does the bris milah? What was the kasha of the Tvuah Shor and the shach? The shach says, don't let anybody else do bris milah. Do it yourself. So the Tvuah Shor says, Ma pitom, do it yourself. And you can't have anybody else do it. Look at the Gemara in Shabbos that says that the Gemara asks, Yamul al yidei acher. How can you say Yamul al yidei acher? I, the father, has to do it. You see, the father doesn't have to do it. Seder, that's a good kasha on the shach. But we have a kasha on you, the Tvuah Shor. Because this person is doing it b'shlichus ha'av. The moya is b'shlichus ha'av. So what do you mean, yamul al yidei? What do we gain? In the end, the father is still doing the avera. So mali, if the father himself does the bris milah, and he's doing the avera, or he sends a shlich to the avera, there we would say, yesh shlich advar avera, and it would still be the father's avera. As mar vachno. V'gdoyla mizu, nire, shegam ladas rapsama, that where the shliach has a choice whether or not to do it, we say in shliach advar avera, even where the shliach is not a bar chiyuva, we're going to say in shliach advar avera, it still doesn't work out, because then we have a kasha the other way. Because the Mishnah Lamelech, perakimu, mikineva, lachavov, is medayik from the Rambam. That even though we pass in that by tviicha, there's a shliach, that there's shlichus dvar aveiro. Nevertheless, if he tells his shliach to be toiveach, to slaughter the animal on Shabbos, since le'inyin chil Shabbos, there's no shlichus, because ain't shlichus dvar aveiro. So then we also are mevatel the shlichus legabe tvicha. And also legabe tvicha, there's no shlichus ledvar aveiro. And it's going to be the aveiro of the shliach, and not the mishaleach, being toveach, the animal that was stolen. The Shara Melech writes, that's also meduktok from Tosus, and Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph Divra Maschil Bishlim. Now, according to this, it would appear that we can extract from this that the same would apply where somebody sends a shliach ledavar sheyesh bo gam dvar aveira vegam dvar reshusu afilu dvar mitzvah. Since le'inyan hashlichus dvar aveira, the shlichus is batal, and meila, the whole shlichus is batal, the whole thing is cancelled, just like we saw from the Mishnah Lamelech, that once the shlichus is cancelled, mitzad Shabbos, the shlich is also cancelled mitzad the tvicha. So adin, where he sends a shlich to do a maisa, which is sayin aveira and sayin dvar shesur mitzvah, since the shlich is cancelled for the aveira, so the shlich is also cancelled for the dvar mitzvah. So now, according to this, someone shalech a shlich lamo makom beheres, since lanyin ktsitz habeheres, ain shlich dvar aveira. According to Rav Sama, so then you can see this habaheres. Ain shlichut varaveira, because he has a choice whether or not to do it. Yibay avid, yibay lav, it's we say ain shlichut varaveira. In kain memela, so once you say that then you can see this habaheres, there's no shlichus, mele nina mitzvah namim is batelis. So as far as the mitzvah of mila goes, there's also no shlichus. And since the shlichus is batel, hajra kushya leduchta. How can you tell somebody else to be matamal? Either mitzvah's on the father and he can't make a shliach. So what's the kasha of the Gemara? Let somebody else do it. If somebody else does it, it's not going to be the father's mitzvah. Marvachnu. You want the father to get his mitzvah. So either we're going to say that it's the father's aveira, v'lo revachnu klum, and the shliach does it. It's the father's aveira because yesh shliach dvar aveira. Because here the shliach isn't doing the aveira. So in the middle we say yesh shliach dvar aveira. There's no story of divra av divra tam divra misham. It's the aveira of the mishleach, the father. So v'lo revachnu that the shliach is doing it, it's still going to be the father's aveira. And the same would apply to and we have a kasha the other way. If we say that the shlichus is batel, the gabi the aveira, there's no shlichus, there's also no shlichus, the gabi the mitzvah, the father wouldn't be getting the mitzvah. So either the father is getting the aveira, he's not getting the mitzvah. But lo hervachnu that we're making a shlich. So this tvu ashur, it doesn't work according to the tvu ashur either, the Gemara's kasha. So mikoch these kashas, we have to say that we say over there, yamul ayde acher. What does it mean, yamul ayde acher? Without the father's shlichus. And nevertheless, it's called Efshar L'Kayim Shneim. Nevertheless, it's called Efshar L'Kayim Shneim. Why is it Efshar L'Kayim Shneim? Shema she'doiches ha'loitzesei shel k'tzitzes ha'beheres. What pushes away the loisus of ktitzis habeheres? Guf mitzvahs mila. B'kol shem mitzvahs mila chol eskai meidei achir. As long as somebody's doing the mitzvah of mila, even though the father is losing the mitzvah, but the guf ha-mitzvah could be miskayim beheter. So evshar l'kayim shneim. We're not going to be over the av. Somebody else is going to do it. He's not going to be over an aver. He's going to be doing a mitzvah. The father's losing out on his mitzvah. So there's nothing we can do. But it's still called Efshel Lekayim Shneim because we're going to do the mitzvah without the Avera. The other person is going to do it, not B'Torah HaShliach, because he's going to do it on his own. Shelo B'Torah HaShliach. And in Memela, the mitzvah is going to be Miskayim without the Avera, because he doesn't have Kavana Lakot Sasa Beheres. So now, according to this, Gam L'Das Yishach, it's very good. It's true that the mitzvah of Mila is incumbent upon the father. Nevertheless, it's not an independent mitzvah, it's part of the mitzvah of Mila. And since the goof mitzvah Mila could be miskayim beheter, it's called Efshel Lekayim Shneim. So the Gemara says Efshel Lekayim Shneim, but having somebody else do it, it's not a kash in the shach, who says the father has to do it. And whenever the father has to do it. But in this case, if there's going to be an Avera, we call it Efshel Lekayim Shneim, because sof, mitzvah Mila is going to be miskayim, and there's going to be no Avera. So that's Gevaldik. And we still have a lot more to talk about. So Baruch Hashem, we reserve to be Miyashi of the Kash of the two ashore on the Shach. And two ashore wanted to bring a raya that you can be Mamana Shliach, because the Gemara says Yamal Aitayacher. And we concluded that even according to two ashore, it's not going to work, because if it's at Mitara Shlichus, then either there's going to be an Avera by the father, or there's going to be no mitzvah for the father. So it must be it's without Shlichus. And if it's without Shlichus, then it's Efshel Lekayim Shneim. The Shach would also agree that in such a case where there's a Baheres, the only way you're going to be Mekayim Shneim is if somebody else does it, and not Mitara Shlichus. And right, the father's going to start his mitzvah, so the mitzvah Mila is going to be Miskayimus. Okay, so Mitzvah Shem, if you stay tuned, hopefully we will talk more about this sugya, very, very geshmaka sugya. And b'li neder, we will see more and more niflos mitoras Hashem. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom. Sweetest and most beloved friends.